Hello and welcome to Blood on the Tamasese Recap Chats. So with me today, I have got Carlos, who plays Theodore.
Hello.
Hello, Carlos.
Hi.
And for those of you who are kind of wondering what we're doing, we're very aware that the gap between seasons 2 and 3 is much larger than normal because of things like the apocalypse happening. So what we've decided to do is kind of check in with each player, just so we can remind ourselves kind of what was going on, but also hopefully remind you as well. So, Carlos, at the end of season 2, where was Theodore? What was going on for him?
Okay, so Theodore was at court after the defeat of Sir Drogo the Barentin at the hands of Mago Takahisa, and he had an exchange with Helena.
He did indeed. And I recall it well.
Yeah. And, I mean, the usurper, Helena, the false prince, Helena. Helena. Right now, well, Theodore, at the end of season 2, he was very much disappointed, I think, and he felt a little bit betrayed that Mago Takahisa would, you know, resort to those lowly methods of breaking bread with the person he's supposed to challenge and defeat without saying anything. I mean, Theodore thought he was much more honorable than that. Mm-hmm. So he's disappointed and he feels frustrated at the fact that he cannot understand this. Also, he's slightly fearful for Miyuki. She was being taken care of by Sir William. And Theodore doesn't know how the death of Sir Drogo and the arrival of Helena, another kindred of Reading, is going to affect the situation while Takahisa and Naoto are still in town.
Yeah, so there's a few kind of key aspects there I think that are really fun. One, obviously, is that Amago Takahisa was a very important role model for Theodore.
Yeah.
And of course, before he returned, or I say returned, before he came to Oxfordshire to visit, the last time Theodore encountered him was as his ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time he's encountered him free of that blood bond.
Yes, absolutely.
But also that his behaviour is not matching up to the kind of ideals that Theodore holds. And that is a very kind of, I think, a kind of a character break point, potentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And also Miyuki being under threat.
Yeah, totally. Not to mention other stuff like him still trying to come to terms that he has to hide the fact that he's a La Sombra and not a Ventru. Things are getting
little things like that.
The small details. Come on, that's peanuts. But the fact that he was working to get these boons also from other people. He was trying to make great strides to improve on the position of the little La Sombra clique that exists in Oxfordshire. And also seeing Sir Enulf so torn and upset by the death of Sir Drogo is worrisome.
Yeah, so there's an interesting thing where Theodore's been trying to establish a sort of tentative foothold in the political scene in Oxfordshire and try and get some security for his bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
and establish some kind of future for them. And that the recent happenings have placed all of that in jeopardy.
Yep.
So with that in mind, with the fact that there has been a sort of a small grenade thrown into the middle of Theodore's plans and everything is a little bit up in the air. And of course, he was the one dissenting voice. There were a lot of unhappy faces at court, but it was Theodore who spoke out against Helena. Whilst he didn't push that to anything really serious, it was, shall we say, noteworthy.
Well, he wanted.
So with all of that in,
he wanted to.
With all of that in mind, mm-hmm. Where's Theodore? You know, where is Theodore? Do you think? Where's he going to go in season 3? Where is, at least from his point of view, where is he kind of? What was he thinking about doing?
Oh, I think is making things right time for Theodore. Mm. Right now, I'm regretting some very. I mean, there were a couple of other things that the other could have done, maybe in the conversation with Elena or as a result of that, that were very in keeping with Theodore's concept. Not that what I did was outside of the realm of what Theodore as a character is and represents, but I think those ideas and feelings and emotions are going to start steering something. And Theodore is not happy at all with the way Takahisa and Helena behaved. Mm-hmm. And his views on lordship are, you know, if you are under an unworthy lord, you should not suffer that. He doesn't feel that Helena is the true prince, given, I mean, she squandered the opportunity of actually presenting herself as the prince after the end of the duel, of the challenge. But
okay, so we're getting this sense that Theodore has judged Helena unworthy.
Yes, yes.
And also his former domitor unworthy.
Yes.
So what if you can give us any kind of hints, what might Theodore do about this?
Ooh, talk to people. There are many unhappy kindred in Oxfordshire right now. Some of them out of loyalty for Sir Drogo, others out of loyalty for the domain and the oath and what it represents, others out of hatred for Helena and Reading, and others are opportunistic people. Theodore is going to try to get together a group of like-minded people and take matters into their own hands, as in address those who have wronged us. And specifically, Amago Takahisa. Sadly, Naoto might be in the way and he might be, you know, steamrolled.
It'd be terribly unfortunate if something happened to Naoto.
Poor guy. But definitely Helena. And of course, there's a very tight deadline. Helena is due to come back in a month, but Takahisa is right now bruised and battered and probably making plans to go back to Japan. So there are many moving parts here. The involvement of the Tremere, both the Oxfordshire and the Japan Tremere, seeing if the other can involve them somehow. Elders or knights that Theodore has engaged with actively over the course of the last decade, specifically Sir Francis, Sir William, Sir Anulf. So those kind of people. And of course, trying to see where his coterie stand in all of this, to see who could be recruited or just left aside.
So I find it interesting that you used the words, you opened this by saying that you were going to talk to a lot of people, and yet the vibe that I get is that talking is not your end goal.
No, I will talk to them to see how many of them will join me into doing the not talking part. Because the other is pretty much set on doing this. Of course, he will take a lot of provisions. If Sir William is to join him in his crusade, because let's face it, this is what it is, some special arrangements need to be done in order to keep Miyuki safe. If not, I can trust Miyuki to Sir William. So there are many moving parts there.
So this is all very juicy stuff. Is there anything else that you would like to mention? I mean, I can see there's plenty on his plate already, but if there's anything else you want to mention, now is your chance.
Ooh, then I think one of the most important things is maybe secure the trust of some powerful kindred, because this is not revolution, this is evolution. We're going to the next step of what Oxfordshire should be without outside intervention. Theodore will do everything in his power to keep Oxfordshire safe for himself, his bloodline, and specifically Miyuki. So I think if there's a parting thought to leave this, this is going to be Theodore at his worst.
I like it. So if you listening along would like to see Theodore at his worst, you can do that on the 29th of June, where we will be starting episode 1 of season 3 at 7 p.m. live on Twitch. Do join us there or catch up on the podcast or YouTube. And we look forward to seeing all of the horrible things Theodore's going to get up to.
Oh, there are
going to
be many.
Thanks very much, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Peter. Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Bye.